I am Jesselyn Eisenman here for Roofing Dog Mobile Studio here at the 2025 Georgetown Fair FFA show. I am here with
Raylan Tate.
Raylan, are you an FFA? What office positions do you hold? Where do you go to school?
So I just became Section 18's president, so I'm under the reign of that this year. And then I'm also vice president of my chapter, and I am from Kansas, Illinois.
Okay, congratulations on that big achievement.
Thank you.
All right, and we're here at the Pig Show.
Yes, so I just won Reserve Grand Champion at the FFA show, and then Friday night I won the whole Barrow show with my crossbred, so.
Wow, congratulations. Your pigs look amazing. They're very cute with their spots.
Thank you.
All right, so let's talk about this FFA show. So what's your favorite class?
I would say crossbreds. It's so competitive, and there's so much quality in a crossbred pig, and there's so many ways you can go with a crossbred. So I love that class. It's so fun, so competitive, and you can go anywhere with it.
What is the biggest class number you've shown with? Like, how many contestants were in a class that you've ever been in?
I have been in probably 20 people in a showmanship class one time. So
just in showmanship, wow.
Yeah, so they pulled me, and then I had to go back in for the grand, and I won reserve champion for showman that year. So.
And what show was that? Was this a local show, or did you have to travel?
It was a jackpot. I had to travel a little bit over in Indiana somewhere. So, yeah.
Okay, congratulations on that. All right, let's talk more about right now. So, obviously, you just won that Reserve Grand Champion, so you obviously know what you're doing. How many years have you been showing pigs? You know, do you want to keep showing pigs in the future? What's kind of your plan around that?
So I've been showing pigs for about 10 years now. I quit a little bit because I kind of fell out of love with it, and then I came back in, and I have been driven ever since. I started with 4-H with just a little sale barn pig that costed maybe $50, and then now I'm leading up to the more expensive ones. But this is something I enjoy. This is a hobby that I do. I'm hoping to go into the future of breeding these animals and into that breeding industry, and then feeding and nutrition for animals like them. So.
Wow. The swine world will really appreciate you. You obviously know what you're doing, and the breeding in any animal is so competitive. So good luck with that.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
All right. So showmanship, what is the judge looking for in a showmanship class?
So he's looking to see how good you can drive that pig, how well you and your pig work together. He's looking for a little bit of eye contact from you. Maneuver around the ring the way you maneuver, and just as much comfortability as you and the pig have, and that's really it. And you know your stuff. Sometimes they ask questions. They'll ask their ear notch and how much they weigh, what you feed, and you just need to know that simple stuff of if you're going to own an animal, in my opinion. So
okay, so you have to be a pretty good maneuver and ability and
yes, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, good. So you probably have comfortable shoes, right? Walk around the pig, walk around the ring in the barn.
Yes, absolutely.
What other classes besides showmanship? For listeners who don't know anything about pigs, what's kind of like your show bill? What do you start with at the beginning of the day, and what's like the next classes?
So they normally start off with showmanship. Sometimes they do that the first or last, but I normally like doing it first. I get it out of the way. And then they go into normally gilts, and then they go alphabetical order that way. So it starts with Berkshires, ends with crossbreds, and then they'll have normally like 10-minute break to take pictures from the gilts and lunch. And then they go on to the Barrow show, which that's also alphabetical order, which would be from Berks to crossbred. And then they go into the grand drives of both of those. So.
Okay, so pig shows can take probably forever, right? They're really long if there's a lot of people, right, with all those classes?
Yes, absolutely. We went to one at, like, it started at 6 p.m. and we didn't get out of there till 3 o'clock that morning. So it's been a day.
Wow, and where was that show? Around here?
No, that's a jackpot over in Indiana, Brazil, so.
Oh, my goodness. Good job on that, staying up all those hours late with your pigs, working hard.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm sure you work day and night with these pigs. Before you came here to this FFA show, how long did it take you to get ready this morning? So this show started at 8 a.m. When did you get up and kind of get your stuff ready?
So I got up at 4 o'clock this morning. I just like to get myself prepared, ready, give me 10 minutes to get out of the house. And then it takes me about 45 minutes to get up here from my home. And then I feed and give them all the stuff they need to get built for the show. And then I normally wash them. And then if I have to use some paint on them, sometimes I paint them. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, so you have a schedule before the show, during the show, and after the show, right? You got to cool down the pigs, cool down yourself, get a bite to eat, enjoy the fair today, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, enjoy the fair again. Yes, congratulations on Reserve Grand Champion here at the Section 18 FFA Swine Show. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I am Jesselyn Eisenman here for Roofing Dog Mobile Studio at the 2025 Georgetown FFA Show.